So you were kind of the first defensive guy to sign on, and then Jamie Collins signed, Chris Kirksey gets an extension. I mean, what does that kind of mean to see guys signing up for this to stay around?
I think it means that, you know, we're loyal to our team, and we know that we're building something special around here. You know, we know it's going to take hard work. You know what I mean? It's going to take dedication and all those things. But, you know, we want to be a part of something bigger than just us. So I think that, you know, shows the type of organization, what type of teammates we have in this building.
Joe was saying a couple of weeks ago that Greg Williams, he doesn't mess around with coverage a lot. It's about getting pressure on the quarterback. Is that sort of how this defense works for you guys?
Oh, yeah, we do a whole bunch of different things. You know, I mean, you guys got to wait to Sundays to kind of check that out. But, you know, Greg is awesome. Definitely, you know, I've never had a defense coordinator like this, but, you know, I'm happy that he's here because I've learned so much in these last couple months that I didn't know about football.
The new faces in the secondary, and on paper, it really looks like Greg's going to have a lot of options, and he might be able to do some pretty unique things in the back of the defense there. Is that something that really, you know, when you think about that, is that something that excites you as a player, knowing that you guys have some pieces and parts on that side of the ball now that you can do some things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, he's a phenomenal defense coordinator. I mean, if you look at his history of what he's done around the league. So, you know, for guys like me, you know, I just try to come out here and just work. And then, you know, we just kind of see how he's going to put us when it's time to play. But we know he puts his players in the best position to make plays. So I think it's exciting for everybody on the defensive end because you know he's going to put you in some type of position that has to do with your physical physique where you can make plays.
Do you think your versatility helps you a lot in this team? Because, you know, you obviously played inside a lot, but you played outside last year mostly because of injuries and stuff. So, I mean, does your versatility really help in this game?
Yeah, I think it does. You know what I mean? Just, you know, for them giving me a chance last year to play inside and kind of do both because I've never done that until then. But like I said, I'm still learning. But I'm looking forward to it and kind of, you know, wherever Greg and Coach D-Walk and them put me and Coach Hute in, you know, I'm just trying to get to the ball and try to get the ball back for our offense.
Which of those two is more difficult, inside or outside? I mean, I know they both present unique challenges.
I mean, it's two different positions. Yeah. You know what I mean? Inside, you got to kind of slow the game down a lot. And it's a lot more thinking, kind of knowing, like, you know, where's the receiver at or if you motion, if you don't motion. And then corner's kind of like, I guess it's a little bit easier just because usually you just lined up on your guy out there and really you just covering the man in front of you, you know, depending on the scheme. So two different hats, but, you know, you got to be able to do it in this game if you want to play.
Where do you think you, now that you've gotten a couple of weeks out there, where do you think you fit as of today?
Wherever. I can play all positions, so it's really whatever. You know what I mean? Wherever they want me. In the best position to make our team win, or I could get the ball back for our offense, or score the ball, then, you know, I think that's the best place for me. But I'm up to any challenge. I think they know that, you know, if they need me to play center, I play center. You know what I mean? If they need me to play quarterback, wide receiver, D-line, it's really because it's just about winning. So that's all I'm just trying to do here.
Judging by what we've seen, I mean, Greg might line you up a defensive tackle if he gets the urge.
You never know. I got to strap up my trans strap, you know what I mean, and get my Danny Sheldon on. So, yeah.
Jamar Brand said he worked with you in the offseason in Arizona. I mean, what was the goal for you to bring him out there, and what do you think he learned from you and kind of getting ready for the season?
Well, I think, you know, Body is a hell of a player. You look at amongst rookies last year, it's not too many rookies that come in and get three interceptions. That's free agents. But he was able to do that. But I think just trying to clean up some stuff, you know, from my perspective and his perspective, I think when you have somebody on your team that works just as hard as you, it's easy to just click with those guys. And he's one of those guys, like when he signed here last year, he was late in the film room with me every night of the week. We put in, you know, strenuous hours. So when I see a guy like that, I'm like, I want to work with him, you know. And then I just know if we train together, it just makes us both better because we know each other's strengths and weaknesses. So the goal is really to just come down there and just try to get better, you know, on our weaknesses from last year.
How much of a grasp do you think he has on those multiple positions that you guys are kind of asked to play, being the first one?
I think a good grasp, man. The kid is real smart. You know, it's not too many, like I said, too many guys that come in as rookies mature as he is. He kind of reminded me of myself. I'm not trying to, you know, be cocky or anything, but he's just like, he's a film junkie. He loves football, you know what I mean? And, you know, so like I said, a guy like that is just easy to grasp too, you know what I mean, for a guy like me, because you know, when you're the underdog, you know, a lot of people don't want to see you succeed. So he kind of has that mentality. I kind of had, you know, I had the mentality as well. So it's easy to work with a guy like Body. But, I mean, versatility-wise, he could do it all.